You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart, as always. And for the first time all year, Brian McTaggart not in the state of Texas, at least for the regular season, as this may be as noteworthy a departure from the state of Texas as Smokey and the Bandit heading out with their big rig in 1977, B-Tags. The Astros almost made it to the All-Star break.
It did. I brought my passport out. I thought I might do my passport leaving, but they just waved me on through. So, 2 weeks to start the regular season without leaving a Lone Star State. But Astros beginning a pretty big 9-game West Coast road trip here in Seattle.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to get to, because we're talking about the division-leading Houston Astros at 6-6. And I know things haven't gone as perfectly as A.J. Hinch would like, but they have to be happy with where they stand, making this a pretty big stretch for them.
Yeah, especially when you consider their offense has really been really poor. They're getting nothing out of Chris Carter, very little out of Evan Gattis. And here they're sitting at 6-6. I think it's because, their pen has been really, really good. And, we've talked before, that's the one area where they really upgraded, and they thought that could really make a difference in the win-loss column, and it has. And their starting pitching, by and large, has been pretty good, but they had not won a game that Dallas Keuchel or Colin McHugh had started until Sunday, when Scott Feldman pitched well, and they won that game. So they were 5-0 when Feldman and Keuchel pitched, and 0-6 when everyone else pitched, until Sunday when Feldman pitched 6 pretty good innings. So, they're going to need the other guys in the rotation to step up as well. But, to be 6-6, considering the struggles of the offense and not hitting with runners in scoring position and the guys in the meat of the order just not getting it done, I think they take that at this point.
Now, you talk about the bullpen, too, and what a difference over not just last year, but really the last couple of years in Houston. That had been such a big, big problem for them. And I know it was right at the top of the list for Jeff Luhnow in the offseason. Aside from just the simple performance metrics that you can talk about, psychologically, what has that meant in the clubhouse or just around the team?
Well, it's been a lot. We've seen it the first couple of weeks. Even on Sunday, they have a 4-3 lead, and Gregerson comes in and just gets three quick outs and they're out of it. Those games were really struggles in the last few years. And when you're a young team like they are or were, I know they're still young, but the previous 2 years they were even younger. You're a young team and you're scratching and clawing and you have a 2-1 lead going to the ninth or the eighth and your bullpen blows you. That's demoralizing. That happened over and over for the Astros. I think they've had over 70 blown saves the last 3 years, which is the most in the major leagues. I think 50 something in the last 2 years. So to have that gut shot happen to you over and over really is demoralizing. And I think it's going to be different this year. If Asher Wondrowski goes out on Monday and pitches well, young guy in his second start, pitches well, he's got to feel good that the bullpen's going to hold it for him, not that he's going to go on the border because the bullpen's going to cough it up. And we've seen that through 2 weeks, 6-6, not great, but I think because of the bullpen is the reason they're 6-6 and maybe not 4-8 like they might have been in years past.
And to stay on the psychological side of it, too, what does it mean for them to just have somebody other than, McHugh or Keuchel win a game? When Feldman actually got into the win column the other day, how big was that?
Well, it was big. I asked Scott about that after the game Sunday. He actually said, I didn't even know that. I'm glad I didn't know that. I would have put more pressure on myself. So that was one of the themes last year. They were well over 500 when those two guys pitched, well under 500 when the other three guys. So if they're going to finish 500, they're going to need one of those other three guys to step up and win 12, 13 games. Maybe it's Feldman. He's had two starts, one poor start. Maybe it's Wojciechowski, who's a rookie. We don't know what he's going to do yet. Will Brad Peacock come back? He just cannot stay healthy. Roberto Hernandez, I think what you're going to get out of him. I don't think he's going to be the guy that's going to step up and be the third starter, but they're going to need one of those three guys at the bottom of the rotation to do something and just provide some support for Keuchel and Hugh, because they were excellent last year. They're off to terrific starts. Both of them look really, really good. Keuchel's got a sub-1 ERA through three starts. Hugh, Struck out 11 his last time out. Looked absolutely dominant. So it's fun watching those guys pitch. And if they could just get one more starter that could go out there and give them a quality start every time out there in pretty good shape.
Of course, somebody's going to have to do something offensively here eventually, right? I mean, this is pretty remarkable. I think a team batting average right at or maybe just a smidge above 200, and they lead the planet in strikeouts. Is that tenable? I mean, it certainly looks like a roster that's going to strike out a lot. And so I suspect that Luno and A.J. Hinch and company are comfortable with that. But there's got to be a limit, no?
Yeah, I mean, I think we knew they were going to strike out, but they also thought they were going to score a lot of runs, and that hasn't been the case yet. And maybe you look at it as, hey, they have a lot of runs coming in these bats because they've done nothing for 2 weeks. A lot of these guys, and you think if they end up where their averages are, their expectations that Evan Gattis and Chris Carter are really going to go on some tears here very soon. And you know, Chris Carter, who's struggled really, really terribly, has hit the ball really well in Seattle in his career. So I know a lot of people are wondering, boy, what are they going to do with Carter? Are they going to bench him? How long can he keep him out there? But he's hit the ball really well in Safeco Field. So if ever he's going to get going, this is a series to get going. We saw on Sunday Luis Valbuena goes the opposite way for a home run. He's now homered in two of his last three games, almost hit a second home run on Sunday. So maybe he's coming around a little bit. Jed Lowry, I think, is going to be fine. Castro's been fine. I tell you, the guy who's really, other than Altuve, who's been really their offensive spark plug is Jake Marisnik at the bottom of the order, hitting ninth. He gets on base, he runs, he creates havoc, he really sets it up for Altuve when Altuve follows him to the lineup. But Marisnik has been the biggest pleasant surprise so far for the Astros. And these guys are going to come around, I think. I mean, Chris Carter was a good offensive player last year. He had his ups and downs. He had a two-month stretch where he was playing the best baseball offensively of anyone in the league. I think once he gets going, I think the water will rise, and we'll see what Chris Carter can do.
How patient can they be with him, though? I mean, at what point do they make some adjustments? And to that end, where do they go if not Chris Carter?
Yeah, I mean, what do? You have John Singleton, but he's kind of the guy's gone through similar struggles. His numbers in AAA are okay, only 10 games in for them, but is he the savior at this point at first base? I do think if they come back from this road trip and Carter is still just absolutely lost at the plate, they have to do something. I mean, they just can't go 70, 80 bats into the season and have Chris Carter hitting under 100 and not driving anybody and not hitting any home runs. That means he's not doing anything for you. What they do, I don't know. Maybe they will call up Singleton and try to go from there. But I certainly think Carter, this is going to be a big road trip for him going, as I said, Seattle. Well, going to Oakland, where he used to play, I think he fit pretty well there. They're going to face some tough pitching. They do miss Felix Hernandez here in Seattle, but we know the kind of pitching that Oakland has, and we know the kind of pitching San Diego has. So it's not going to be easy for Chris Carter, but I certainly think by the end of this road trip, if he's not hitting, I think they have to be searching for some kind of answers or something else.
Well, what do they want to get done on this trip? I mean, as they go into it sitting in first place, 6-6, is 500 realistic? Is that sort of the goal on this trip? I mean, obviously, it's an odd number of games. You can't get 500 exactly, but would they be happy with 4 and 5?
I think they'd be thrilled with 4 and 5 if you consider the place that they're going and who they're playing. I mean, they played Seattle pretty competitively for the last couple of years, and they are missing Kane Felix, and that's going to help. Oakland's given them fits through the years, and even though Oakland's a different team, when they came into Houston last week, they still give them fits in a couple of those games. And then we all know San Diego's new and improved, and that's the interleague game now, and the pitchers are going to be batting and so forth. So, I think if they go 4 and 5 on a road trip like that, I mean, I think you take it. I mean, someone asked me the other day on Twitter what I thought they would do, and I said 3 and 7. I mean, I haven't looked to see how many games Keuchel and McHugh are going to start, but you got to think those guys are going to at least start maybe 4 games between the two, and maybe they win 3 of those. And to go back to what we're talking about earlier, somebody else has to step up and go out there and throw 6-7 shutout innings. And when the offense is struggling, you give them a chance to win.
Yeah, the real trouble here might be that if you want to kickstart an offense, this is not exactly the greatest recipe with those 3 stops, man. But listen, I hope you don't get bewildered being out of the state of Texas. If you need any help, somebody can draw you a map and get you back here in a week or so. But have a great trip, be tags, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, I'm going to go to the Space Needle, see if I can still see it, though. But we'll talk next week.
All right. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.